Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Melissa.
Welcome to our weekly podcast on Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
The podcast where we drink wine, listen to your dilemmas, and have a laugh.
Hey guys!
Hey guys!
You know what's so odd? Even though I saw you last week, we've done it on a slightly different day, so it feels like it's been too long. I remember, I was like, Sophie, I haven't seen you in about 2 weeks.
It does feel like it's been really long. I feel like we've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we really do. After this, we're going to have a big old gossip.
Yeah, maybe we'll spill some beans.
Have you guys noticed that whenever Sophie says anything that's like remotely juicy or interesting, she goes, she whispers.
What?
And now I do it. It's so funny.
Should I tell you what I can smell? You know when you burn your hair on a hair straightener?
Oh my god, don't tell me that. Hair. What? It's not me, is it? I haven't straightened my hair today.
No, I can smell it. Maybe it's coming from outside.
Oh my god, it's so... Guys, Sophie smells all sorts of weird smells all the time.
Who can I say I smell awful? I was like, oh, here she is sweating the wine.
Okay, not gonna lie to you. We've had a couple sips of this already. Yeah. Ready, so this is not fresh tasting.
Okay, do you want to tell me? Because this is Melissa, finally, after about 20 minutes.
Yeah, but only to be fair, we've been sent so many lovely ones. We wanted to have them. So this is one I've been talking to you about for a while. Yeah. It's the Apothic... What's the actual... Can you tell
it? Apothic Red.
Apothic Red. If you guys watch a lot of YouTube, you would have probably seen it advertised. It's like always at the front of the YouTube. It's like Apothic Red. And it's like... Din, din, din. Has this music playing to it. Anyway.
It looks a bit like a vampire bottle.
It does. I went home ages ago.
Gothic.
Yeah. Oh. It is quite gothic. Gothic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you. I went home and my parents had it in the fridge and I went, oh, Mum.
In the fridge? They keep it in the fridge.
In the wine fridge,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, gosh, you have this red. She was like, what do you mean? She was like, oh, I just picked it up in Waitrose. It was like on the suggestions. She always like thinks like, what's the suggestion?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's so nice and it's so cheap. So I actually paid something like $11.99 for this, but this is in my general store where they literally rip everybody off and overprice everything.
Yeah,
about £8 or £9. So it's a nice, reasonable price, and it's so tasty.
It's so tasty. So should I tell you, I actually, when I was in Wilderness filming, Julius was like, you're going to die, I'm going to show you this wine. Like,
oh my God, F's sake, I thought this was going to be the first time you tried it.
No, I tried it then, and I was like, it's pure vanilla. But do you know, interestingly, it's weird, we both like it, because a lot of, like, Mars and Verity were like, ew, it tastes so sweet. They didn't like
it. Love it.
I love it. It's very light.
Very light, very... The first thing I said was, oh my God, why does it taste like chocolate? I've never had a wine like this, guys, ever in my life. When my first sip, I was so overwhelmed by the obvious taste of, like, chocolate.
And
right?
Do you know what it says?
I think it says coffee.
Dark fruit mocha.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a chocolate coffee.
It's honestly so divine. And obviously, it's not like drinking hot chocolate, guys. Like, you could have this with a meal and it's delightful. But
aftertaste, it was like cacao.
It's just so nice. Cacao. How funny. I remember saying that to my brother, cacao. And he goes, what is wrong with you? It's cocoa. And I was like, no, it's this new thing called cacao.
Yeah,
and he's
like
so good at English.
How do you say acai? Acai?
I just say acai.
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 You say acai. That's really terrible. But I do know what's wrong.
Oh my God. Okay, you know, so was it last week or the week before? We were talking a lot about Prosecco. Mm-hmm. And some Prosecco. Give me some Prosecco. And we were talking about canapes. My sister. Yes, my sister says some Prosecco and some canapes, and I was like, why is this just so funny?
Did she
to
hear
me?
It from the podcast?
No, she's heard it from other, but she's like, oh yeah, that's like what people say, it's like a joke, like some Prosecco and some canapes.
Yeah,
like, it's obviously just, it's not, the it's just like
it's
funny.
It's just so crap, like, it's so crap.
And I just love it. I literally said to my girls, like, I'm having a boozy brunch basically with my girls tomorrow, and I was like, we'll have some Prosecco and
that's
some cream. I was like,
yeah,
the little Italian place on Kings Road, near the little roof terrace.
Oh, never heard of that.
We're still happy to eat outside, guys. We're not on the 17th yet, but...
Oh, my God. But also, can we all just, like, have a moan? I know it's so British, but what the hell is this about there?
I know. That's why I was like, we need to go for red today, because it's not a rosé or a white day today. Yeah, and I am
slightly jaded. I had loads of margaritas after.
Yeah, a bit hungover, Sophie, is today. Hair of the dog. This is probably making you actually feel better.
Yeah, it's making me feel better. I couldn't have drank a white. That's what I said to you. Melissa was like, oh, the wine will make you feel better. I was like, no, my stomach's full of acid.
Acid. This is good, though.
Yeah, this is very, like...
Hot chocolate slash wine.
Yes, it's
so
nice. It is delicious.
I really, really rate this wine.
Yeah,
it's like a go-to.
It's very smooth. I just love it. We say it, but it's very smooth. It's very mellow.
I can't believe that Verity didn't like it.
Oh, we meant to get that app, Vimeo.
Oh yeah, we've been talking about this, guys, and a lot of you have suggested.
She likes Rioja. Like, she likes those really heavy Spanish wines.
Right. Okay.
God, I really know my friends well. You do.
What's my favourite type of wine?
Yours is Provence. Rosé. Grenache. But you also love a white wine. That's not nice.
Yeah, I do. To be fair, I'm actually quite an easygoing person when it comes to wine. As long as it's not shit.
Yeah, and as long as it's not like a shit Blossom Hill.
That Blossom Hill. As long as it's not a crap wine, and it's not a Sauvignon. Sauvignon's not to my taste.
Yeah, but they're not shit. You can get really expensive.
I know, it's just not to my taste. That's just not a wine that I like.
Yeah, I so agree. We need Chardonnay's so nice.
I know, there's so many different... We've got so many options.
We need to try Chardonnay now, because I really want to try Chardonnay. And also, we can actually start drinking like Prosecco and Champagne.
No, you know what?
Champs or champs?
Champs. I was out. We can do sparkling wine. I was out for my mum's birthday and my whole family. And my sister is, I mean, she's so good at like food and wine, stuff like that.
I know which one it would have been.
No, it was a sparkling wine. Yeah. And it's English. And apparently it's the new thing. God, it was an absolute fortune. It was like £100 a bottle.
Nytimber, N-Y-T-I-M-B-E-R. Maybe that was it. I had it the other day too.
And it was sensational.
They have the menu instead of champagne now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And apparently it's over one. It's won all the taste test awards in France by the French compared to champagne. They've all picked a blind taste test.
Wow.
All the French have kind of screwed themselves, honestly, because they've chosen our English sparkling wine. So go us!
Yeah.
I think that's bloody great.
That's bloody great.
I know, and it's so funny, isn't it? They've rated it higher.
That might basically became a thing like 2 years ago.
And yeah.
It's like been growing, but I've seen it everywhere. Like, it's always
recently,
amazing.
It's just obviously it's gone easy boom.
For like English restaurants to stop.
And it's cheaper and it's more authentic.
It's not that cheap.
I love it when you go to France and you have a lovely local French wine, or when you go to England, you have like a local. It just feels a bit more organic. Exactly, something from the area.
Yeah. You can't do that. Do you know which is really underrated? Which, if you know, God, I'm really giving my glass a swim at the moment.
It's red, so I'm actually allowed for you doing this.
Yeah, but I was going to go all over it.
No, I'm very skilled, and your wine glasses are Kris Jenner glasses, so they are colossal.
They are. Do you know what? I thought they were so normal. This is what my parents both.
They're huge.
They are.
I love them.
Like, that's half a glass, but it looks like it's a quarter.
Mm.
It's so deceiving. Actually, if I gave you a proper glass, that
you could fully pour in, I honestly think, at the bottle into this.
Yeah, sorry.
Not so bad. Carry on, sorry.
What was I saying?
So beige. That's another one.
So beige.
We're not even saying bougie.
No, I'm not. Yeah, what is this one? It is like our group of friends, like people we know, loads of people are like, why do you shorten words? Like, we also have our own language, like, hoot, ugly. Where did that come from?
I don't really ever say that. That's a very Sam Thompson thing to say,
hoot. I think it's from, like, Jamie.
Maybe, and then Sam's got it from Jamie.
Like, is that a made-up word?
Hoot.
I say greamer from my friend Chrissy, which is, like, for grossness.
Yeah, I know. Like, now I use that. It because you've used it so much in my presence.
But it's so good. Do you know that, like, ugh? It, like,
oh my God, guys, you know the type
you
of vibe.
Share their drink with, you wouldn't want to sip.
Let's give an example of greamer, guys.
Okay, fat on ham. You know the fat.
Oh my God,
ham.
I was going to say within a person. Or I know this is getting.
Lumpy butter on bread, that's greamer to me. Sorry, I know that's really.
Lumpy right. butter on bread, but you just get like... the spreadable, or you'd have it at room temperature. Yeah. I know what you mean though. Okay, so I was talking more about greamer within a human. So I know it happens to all of us, but at the end of a long night or something.
Oh, yes. This is how
I was going to say the mascara goop, like how in Friends, when you know that lady that he's dating, Joanna, Rachel's boss, has the mascara goop. That's greamer. He just can't stand it.
Oh, did he mention that?
He didn't say greamer.
Did you talk about their
I know, guys, the reunion, 27th of May. Oh my God!
Do you know what what I found out, it's not actually a programme, it's just them all sat in a room together.
Shut up.
A chat show. But still, it's going to be okay, but Justin Bieber's on it and stuff. I'm like, it's not quite fun.
I thought it was, me and Harry were honestly expecting a movie.
I cried. I fully cried. I got tears. I mean, I was drunk at the time, but like, Friends is so much for me. I watched it.
Yeah, I know. So do I. Guys, I knew you'd be drunk because you posted the best day of my entire life.
No, it actually was. Honestly, it. I like put in my diary. But yeah, that's me. I'm not.
I'm really gutted. Oh, it's only a chat show.
I actually booked dinner that night.
Oh, well, it's honey. Really early. Put it on record. It's okay.
Wait, yeah, this is what I've heard.
I'm really quite gutted at that. Oh.
This is only for my follower. Someone followed me and she said, just so you know, it's just a chat show thing. And I was like, wow, okay, you kind of ruined
that's
my day,
really, really upsetting. Oh my gosh, one of you guys also reported back on the porking chat
they?
And said that it is a thing.
Told you!
And that people do say it. Good. Yeah. Safe, clearly.
And like...
Bouge. So, bouge is the new one. So bouge. Her wine glasses are very bouge. Oh my god, where are those glasses that were all engraved? I'm really excited about looking at those.
Oh, thank you so much. We've got me that sent.
Yeah, I can't remember who sent them. I know, that's what I was thinking. I just a second remembered.
Oh yeah, it's because I watched...
We will next week.
Yeah, we've got next week. Also, we got sent the most beautiful letter and the most beautiful bracelets from the very, very kind listeners. So massive shout out to you.
Yes. Sending you lots and lots of love. And hugs. Yeah, let's say her name.
Did you just say and hugs?
Yeah, love and hugs. We're sending you, you know, through the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
We can't obviously see you.
Her name is Karis Burnett. Thank you so much for your gorgeous letter. We are so happy.
So sweet.
You like the podcast and that it's helped you get through lockdown, and your bracelets are so sweet, and Jamie loves his bracelets.
Oh my god,
well.
I'm so.
Just a babe, and we can't so wait to hopefully meet you one day. Or hopefully
have very touched.
We're so
by
touched.
That. We are.
Any more letters? Send them in thick and fast.
Thick and fast. Yeah. And they're all, it's just so much, there's something really special about the letter.
Oh yeah, keep them forever.
Yeah. And it's just so personal.
I have an ex or anything. Or like a friend you've fallen out with.
I think I may have written letters to my mum when I was like super young at school, but I'm so dyslexic, guys.
So nothing might seem.
No. Like I can't, I hurt, honestly.
Skype to my ex.
My ex has written one to me, a very deep one.
Really fucked up. Not that I've ever like cheated or anything, but do you know what I mean? Like regrets.
Yeah.
I've definitely done that.
It's just a more touching, personal thing.
I find it really therapeutic, actually. You're meant to actually write letters to yourself and then burn them if you're feeling like anxious and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a...
Do you know where I heard that from? You know Katie Piper?
Yeah.
That amazing woman who... Yeah. Well, she... Her therapist actually told her to... Because obviously she was dealing with a lot of anger, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to her. And she wrote letters. And
wrote
them,
letters.
Wrote letters.
Wrote letters.
She wrote those letters.
Writ the letters.
but she said it was a massive help. So
that's amazing. Write a letter.
Write
down your thoughts. Also, apparently I have heard that also drawing and stuff like that is meant to be fabulous for like your mental health.
I went through a stage of colouring art.
Yeah, it's meant to be really, really good.
We encourage
like children to do it, but then like as you get older you stop. But actually it's like the best thing for you to like just like get something out, like on a piece of paper or on like a canvas and just go for it.
Oh, what? On a canvas? I think that's good.
Any form of art, like just expressing your feelings in any sort of way is meant to be very, like, good for you.
Yeah, I just all, like, get a colouring book. Like, they're so underrated.
What, like, the ones with the
really expensive,
the number,
really
paint by numbers?
Oh, yeah.
They're quite good. Then it's always very impressive at the end because no one knows you've done paint by numbers. You're like, look what I've done.
I'd actually love to do one of those.
Yeah.
I might feel more creative.
Yeah, and then do it on, like, a little time-lapse show us all.
Oh,
I'll hold you to that.
Maybe we could do it together. Maybe we should do a workshop.
Oh. I'm a bit carried away, so you want to paint my numbers workshop. Oh my god. That would be lovely. People have wine and they do art. That is a combination
like
that
a
just sounds lovely.
Book club, but instead we'll do it with painting, colouring.
Oh,
I think that's delicious.
Bit of pottery as well, maybe.
No, I've tried it. I'm so bad at it.
Painting the pottery.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh,
painting like a mug, you know.
Actually, that was like really where I
something
what was it called? Pottery glass or something?
I don't know.
Ago, like always, as my friend. Like
I remember there was a mermaid that I painted. Oh god,
I
still,
did,
my
oh
mum
my
has
god,
kept
I did
it.
Father Christmas and a snowman, and my mum kept it.
Oh my mum.
I think the snowman's foot got chipped and it's still in there. God, yeah, that was
guys,
and that was like a proper activity.
Yeah, that was like birthday parties. You'd go to birthday parties and paint.
Yeah.
It was your part.
It was mine. Okay, I have to tell you.
Lovely memories.
Fully die of this.
Okay,
guys, please don't judge me because I was honestly like seven. I went to a place called Hatton Country Wells. Don't know whether you've ever heard of it. It's basically like a country farm. And it's for really young people, and you go and you stroke. There's a guinea pig farm. There's pigs, Casey. There's goats. You go stroke them. And there's obviously like bungee jumping, and then there's like
okay.
a gold mine where you like go through gold and you find coins, and it's super fun.
Okay,
and, like, I loved going because I like was obsessed with the outdoors when I was younger.
Yeah, we all were.
I feel really like. Was. My sister really wasn't. She was like
really
like, played Wii indoors. Like, I would never into like. Indoor to computer
no
games.
Neither
I was always outside.
My brother was quite into the indoors, but he was also very very sporty, and I was a bit of a tomboy as well.
I like loved
the camo trousers. Yeah. Oh my god,
I would like pretend there was like fairies following me in the garden, or like play hide and seek and be like did all of that stuff.
Okay, there was a film that I watched when I was younger.
Yes,
yeah, about garden. These fairies. Okay, Secret Garden. Yeah, obviously classic. I was obsessed with that. There was another
that was
one.
Like, that was what I sort of based
about
my mind
on. These fairies, and I remember thinking. Like, I'd find trees and I'd find, like, a bit of, like, that, like, fungus at the bottom that makes it, like, it's almost like a mini toadstool thing sticking out the bottom of the tree, and I'd be like, this is, like, a fairy's, place. Oh, my God. And I fully, like, made, like, bits of furniture and would leave it there, thinking, from my dollhouse, like, they're going to use that.
My sister and I, when we moved into our big house, we had, like, this, like, it was almost like a fairy world. There was, like, this courtyard, which was, like, Secret Garden. It had loads of flowers, and it had, like, a bent tree that grew up like that.
Aww. So,
like, and we would give the tree facials. Mud baths. My mum would be like, where's the mop? She'd got it. Got mud.
No,
water. We'd mop it. And give it a facial for the fairies, because we thought that was the fairy tree. I remember it. By the way, my sister, no offense if you're listening, you were way too old to be doing that. Like, she was definitely like 12.
Okay, I need to know this story.
So, Hatton Country World. So, they would have these guinea pig farms. Anyway, you could sort of bend down and you could stroke them.
Yeah.
My mum kind of let me run wild a bit when I was out. Like, she would have been having natural coffee and like with
right, that. Wasn't we keeping two eyes on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This is outrageous. They have baby guinea pigs. Mm-mm. And I
know what you're going to say. You've lost
and
it.
And I put it in my hoodie.
Sophie.
My back hoodie.
Sophie.
And in my head, I was like, I'll take it the same as my pet. I got in my dad's car.
Shit.
I remember it so well. I was driving back. We were halfway down the motorway. We live quite far away from there. And I went to my friends. Pig in here, and she was like, burst out of time. She was like, we could get arrested by the police.
Oh,
dad's obviously like, what is going on? Spam the car around, you had to take this back. I mean, you didn't get in any trouble, but I think I got in massive trouble with my parents.
Your parents,
I think
you naughty, naughty girl.
It was in my hoodie pocket. You know, like,
how old are you? About seven,
I was about, I'm maybe younger, six, but like, how rich?
Too tempting for a child, though. Like, I
yeah,
guess.
I think in my
head, oh, I'll take that. That's for me,
yeah, it'll be for me. Where was I going to put it in a box in my bedroom?
I love how you put it in your little... I bet it was a Gap hoodie.
It was a Gap hoodie. I remember it so well. My dad was in sports car, so it wasn't like big room. Like, I was really cramped.
Oh my God, the poor flipping... I'm lucky you didn't suffocate the poor thing.
No, don't.
You know what? You probably gave it a lovely adventure and you took it back to its home, so it's okay.
I took it back to its home and it probably got more attention. And they probably... I think they were, like, really laughing at the situation. And I remember having to, like, go and apologise to the manager. Like, my parents made
you.
And I had to, like, write a letter to it. I think my parents...
This is where the letter came from.
Police were going
to
come.
To make you understand how awful the consequences were. Yeah, good. You naughty, naughty girl. Terrible business. But when you're young, like, things like that, like... I feel like you always have, like, a weird... Dude, were you the type of kid... There's two types of children in this world. The kids that were allowed as many weird and wonderful pets as they wanted. So Harry had a gecko.
No.
Yeah, I think he had a hamster. He had all these weird things. I was not allowed absolutely nothing. No. We didn't even have dogs.
All I wanted was a turtle foot to a Shelly.
We had tortoises.
Oh, that's what
I take it back. But they were from my mum when my mum was about 13.
Oh, yes,
tortoises last for blood, so my mum had them.
Wow, that's actually quite original.
And we used to give them like oil facials. So on their shells, we would like wash them with soap, and then you'd get like olive oil on a cotton ball, and you'd like rub the olive oil over them all. We didn't even have a name. We didn't even have a name. Yeah, they're just very like. They're actually bloody quick if you like leave them out.
I really wanted to get terrapins. This car used
terrapins.
Terrapins. He used to bring them to Africa because I'd just sit and they would nick my little fingers out of me.
Oh my god, the poor things. That's not a safe environment for a terrapin.
No, that's not.
I do not rate that.
Me, probably really drunk, like picking them out of the cage. Sorry, I didn't think of any.
I was so desperate for a normal pet when I was younger that I used to capture snails. And put them in no boxes. Okay, so you know when you used to get like a Chinese takeaway, those old plastic, you don't get them these days. I put them in there with a couple air holes, and I would play. We had this like little like recorder that would play like sound effects, and I'd play bird noises, thinking so they would have like outdoor nature. My mum would use, and I used to wash them in warm water and soap.
Disgusting.
Obviously, I had no idea. I was so young.
Wash the
probably kill the poor things. I did it with worms as well. I was so desperate to have a pet, and I really thought that I was just so desperate. And I'll never forget at night I would leave the snails outside because mum would make me leave them outside the back door at night. Obviously I was, and then in the morning they were just gone. She'd be like, I don't know where they've gone. Obviously she was letting them out every night.
That is hideous. I've always had a phobia of slugs and worms. My sister, if she sees a worm, will run and run and burst into shit.
Now,
like on the netball pitch, they'd always be crawling around the AstroTurf. Like, you'd always see a rogue worm on the Astro. Do you know what I did, which is really... Oh, I did actually have hamsters. I had two hamsters. But that
oh, my God, Sophie, that's, like, the dream.
No, but
I would have killed
the
reason
for that. Because I basically... I'm pretty sure I caused my parents' divorce because I sat in my bed from the age of... I must have been 30.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
But my room was haunted. I'm telling you now we've moved, my mum's like, yeah, it was haunted.
Oh, that's not good.
So they thought if we give her a hamster and put it in her room, and they had this whole table set out for it, and I had the cutest room. I had like a tea party, I had like a table, and I had two teddies and tea, like a whole tea set. I was very, very like into princessy kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was tomboy, but like my room was very princess-like. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of old-fashioned. I think I, like that, like, dolly, like...
Yeah.
Really girly. And they put the hamster... I remember it, and it would go all night long, so I couldn't sleep. So it actually did more harm.
Yeah, they start running, apparently, on the running machine, yeah. Like, at night. Like, they just
and
go
then,
for it.
And then...
Little thing. Oh, no, you're going to tell me you get crushed.
It went in the ball. You put them in these...
Oh, yeah, and then they can move around the house. Down the stairs.
It still survived, though. Little Chip. Chip was a bastard. He'd bite you all over. Biscuit was gorgeous. Biscuit, I'd like snuggle around. Now I'm really sorry.
Little Chip.
Biscuit and Chip.
My grandparents had a dog called Biscuit, Little Cavalier. Biscuit's a really cute name for a pooch or a pet.
Like, well, I thought the reason why was because Biscuit was like a biscuity colour. He was like brownie.
Yeah.
And the Chip was ginger and white. And I thought he looked reminded
Chip,
like
the little
chips.
Bastard. Like, nip on your fingers.
Yeah, he would ruck poo and bite all over.
Naughty hamster.
And then I don't know what happened to Chip. I think my mum gave him to my cousin or something because I was not cleaning the cage and she was like,
is the thing, I think, when you're younger. Like, it is actually such a responsibility and the parents don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's like gross.
It's hard. That's why I was just not allowed, because I think my mum had grown up, they bred guinea pigs when my mum was younger. I know.
Really?
My mum just sounds like she had like quite a dreamy childhood in terms of that. They had like loads of ponies, loads of dogs, and they bred guinea pigs. And they had a sweet shop. I know.
Oh my god, she lived in
I'm
a
like,
fairy tale.
I know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, on to
some dilemmas.
Juicy dilemmas.
Get on to those dilemmas. Also, I really apologise to everyone for calling it a moustache. My parents are highly upset with me.
Why? It's funny. I actually said to Harry the other day, your moustache.
My dad honestly was like, where have you got that?
Yeah, but it's obviously not the pronunciation. Like, you know that. It's just funny. I've never heard you say it. I think it's like when you think about it too much, you then like
you
overpronounce weird things.
I
yeah.
get a speech impediment sometimes.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the our goal.
All right, okay, ready? I'm going from this one first. So I'm currently talking to this guy. We've known each other for years and we're friends in school, but recently reconnected and have been on a few dates.
Lovely.
He's so sweet to me and he said that he's been waiting 2 years to finally date me.
Oh my God, sweet.
But, there's always but. But the guy who I've been in love with for 4 years and had on and off friends with benefits scenario has come back into my life and says, have a relationship with me. No, bad news. In the past, he's been shady, getting with other girls, goes to me a month at a time. So I'm really not sure how serious he is of whether I can trust him or to be loyal. What should I do? Go for the new guy who has done nothing wrong and makes me feel happy? Yes, obviously. Or would I regret not giving my first ever chance in case he's the one who got away? Sorry, I just want to say you probably aren't in love with that first guy. You just are in lust because you've never got him.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
What's the thing when you're like
infatuated?
Infatuated. Yeah. That is the word. We have all been there, and it's when
they don't.
It is the chase. Actually, you know what? I don't think I have been there, but I've seen it happen to so many people. Like, it's such a common thing. Yeah, the infatuation thing, and like. I'm sorry, he's had his chance, this bloke that's been your friend on and off that you're in love with, in quotation marks.
He's ghosted me for months at a time, like...
I'm sorry, no, we can't deal with that.
Like, oh God, she's moving on, shit, I want her. Like, I'm unfortunately, that's probably the truth.
Yeah, and it's just a control, not a control thing, almost like a... What is it, the boys say? A bit of a control, an ego, yeah. The whole thing is just...
Classic boy behaviour
all over. And you know what? It's also classic human behaviour. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's been on and on, on off with you. And that's what's made you so keen. And now you've been off with him seeing this other boy. And that's what's made him so keen, maybe. And, I don't rate that behaviour from him. If he's truly, like, you know, you need to... see the good that's in front of you with this other boy that's obviously like really into you and he's got good intentions.
Yeah, and also it is true, like boys do get scared, I understand, but if a boy, I'm sorry, it's brutal truth, if he really liked you, the other guy, he would not have ghosted you.
Totally.
He would not have messed you around. He would have been with you like over 4 years.
100%.
Like, you would be together. And there's a reason you're not, and it's because
he just doesn't like you enough. Yeah,
and I'm going to be briefly honest because I don't want you to mess up something
that could be really good based on this asshole that's just playing games. It seems like
he just likes an ego because he wants his cake and eating it
exactly.
And I think that I almost think you have to cut him out of your life because
it just doesn't sound very healthy. It's a little bit toxic.
Yeah,
you know, he's had you, and he could have had you for 4 years.
4 years is not like...
Sorry, you've had your chance, honey.
Yeah, see you later. That's my view.
I totally agree.
And I think you focus on what's good, which is this guy, not the one who doesn't make... And you've said he makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So focus on that, revel in that. It's rare, you know.
That is what you deserve.
Yeah.
That is what you deserve. And I think it's so nice to have someone that just, like, worships the ground you walk on, you know?
Yes.
Feels good.
Feels bloody good. I hope you, listen to us, and I hope you follow our instructions, because I am certain that's just like a
I do believe in second chances. However, I feel like 4 years, you've had enough fucking chances. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, so 4 years, like second chances when like he's not known, but ghosting someone for a month.
No, not okay. Fully not acceptable.
Yeah. Sorry to be brutal, but he's not. Okay. Hey ladies, I have a dilemma. So I've been with my boyfriend now for just over 2 years and he has never told me that he loves me. The words have never left his mouth.
Shocking.
He seems very reluctant to say it, as he tells me it's a big thing to say. 2 years.
That is honestly bizarre.
I kind of understand him purely from the fact that I'm his first girlfriend. We're 22, 23, by the way. What? And he doesn't know what he, love feels like. And he doesn't even say to his mum and dad that he loves them. Contrast me, he says it to, the, to my parents twice a day.
What? So you wait. You say it to your parents twice a day, but he doesn't say it to anybody.
She
but...
says it to him twice a day too, and he doesn't ever say it back.
Okay, he's... Okay, right. Are we done?
It doesn't affect me that much, because I know he would never cheat on me. We're pretty happy together. And when we have had a bit of a wobble in the relationship, he was so sure that he couldn't lose me. But I just would love him to say it, as I'm such a romantic. I feel like I've compromised a bit, but honestly, it's 2 years, and I'm kind of want to hear... bit because I'm a needy person and like the reassurance. Whenever I ask him, he won't say it. It seems like a bit of a sore subject. He never wants to talk about it. Firstly, you're not needy.
You are not needy. You are human.
You're chilled, honey.
Yeah, flipping hell, 2 years.
I'll be like, you're right.
Oh, like, my
when
God.
When did you say it to Harry?
He said it to me very quite early on that he thought he was falling in love with me. And I was like, oh, lovely. Okay.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it's because I'm so great. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a really tricky one because if your relationship is really fab and like...
He might just be really unemotional.
Yeah, there's something going on here if he doesn't even say it to his parents. Mm-hmm. This is almost...
like that. There are people who are like that, especially boys.
Like, God, I am so like... love you, bye. Love you, bye.
I used to say it to like my
love you guys.
Like, love you, bye.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say love you to everyone.
Same.
Boys, everything.
That's same.
Maybe you should stop.
I know, we're being too generous with our love yous.
We're giving so much love.
This is really hard because if your relationship is great and there's no other faults, you know, really, and you've been together for a long time and your relationship sounds solid, it's just this one thing, and it's all it is at the end of the day is a word. Actions speak louder than words, and there's obviously something going on where he's deeply, I guess, he's issued by the word. Like, there's an issue with that.
He obviously just, like, can't open up. That's what he's obviously just super closed. A closed book when it comes to emotions, and like some people are just like that, but I don't think maybe you do just have to sort of one with this, like just
you just have to accept it,
you
maybe
just have to accept it, and you know he loves you, maybe let him write it to you.
Does he ever, you know, I need more info, please follow up on this. Like, I would love to know, like, on a birthday note in the card, does he write lots of love or love from or I love you? No, is it ever, or does he just write from Andy?
I reckon he would write,
very formal, from best,
or just like Andy.
Andy, kiss,
best wishes.
Do you even get a kiss?
Kind regards.
Oh, so my is God.
He cuddly? Like, if you've got it. You know, you have to be really secure in yourself. You know he loves you, which is so great you're saying that because you have said that. You know, you trust he wouldn't cheat on you. You feel so secure in the relationship, which is key. So you sound like you're pretty secure in yourself as well. So what you have to work out is, you know, for me, it would be more so the love you, whatever. But it'd be more like if he's not kissing me or cuddling me.
If it's not, clearly don't like me kind of thing.
Yeah, and what my thinking is but maybe his parents don't say it to him. Like, maybe it's just something his family don't do.
Mm.
Which is obviously, like, you know...
But that, I think that there's...
No, you know what? I actually can relate in some way because my mum's side of the family are, you know, they obviously, they love you and we give each other two kisses. But my dad's side are very... like, so extravagant, love you, like,
lots of hugs, lots of kisses,
sit on my knee, just cuddled the whole time. And my mum really actually, when she met my dad, wasn't like that. She wasn't that touchy-feely.
Yeah, affectionate,
And now she was. So it grew. And I actually kind of think I am, like, Jamie's so affectionate. I'm not, like, I'm affectionate, but I'm not, like, 40 kisses a day.
No,
and I've had to
sort
of like become more affectionate, I guess, because Jamie,
you adapt.
Loves that. You adapt. So, like, give it time. He's got to say it at some point.
I know, this is quite ridiculous. Like, you know, are you going to... I mean, you're 22 and 23. You're still very young human beings.
I'm going to put pressure on him, though, because I think he might get...
I know, but I think, you know, just maybe have a conversation and be like, I know that you do, you know, do we... There is actually a movie quite similar to this.
What?
Where I think Jude Law's in it, and who's the girl that was in Black Swan?
Oh, Natalie Portman. Oh, I love those two. What movie is this?
They're quite young, and he's saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And they've, like, broken up, getting back together, broken up. Anyway, and in this film, she goes to him, she goes, you're saying the words, but I don't actually feel it. You don't love me, they're just words. So yes. I think it's like a fine line, like maybe for some people it's an enormously, enormously big deal. And I don't feel like this boy would be with you in a relationship for 2 years if he didn't love you, because that's just, you know, who would do that?
No.
There's definitely love there. Know, he's just obviously so got true. Something going on. Like some people just say it, it doesn't mean anything. And some people, I guess, just don't say it at all because they're so unbelievably afraid.
Yeah, it's such a big thing to him, which is anyway, really nice. Like, there are definitely people I say, love you, bye to, and I don't mean it. Like, you know, I'm not...
Yeah, saying, I don't love you.
I don't love you. I'm just saying bye. Like,
yeah.
I love you, but, like, there are some...
No, I know what you mean.
I love you.
Yeah.
And I know, like, my ex, definitely, I think, compared to Jamie, like, Jamie is very frivolous with the word love you.
Yeah.
I obviously know he loves me, but... It is very different. Like with my ex, I think it was a really big deal to say so it does depend on the guy.
Yeah, it so
but
does.
It does kind of, it is a bit more special when they say it.
Like, yeah, maybe. But I do feel like 2 years in, I totally feel your pain. I would be very much so like, just like, effing say the word to me. Like, yeah, what's wrong with you? Words. We've been together for 2 years. If we're not in love right now, like, what is this? I say it to you twice a day.
Yeah, I would be. Oh,
so but what does he say back? Does he just go, thanks? You know, what? Like, how does that...
Yeah, like Ross and Mona.
Yeah.
When she's like, I love you. She's like, I love
spending time with you.
I need some good dating stories.
Same.
Have you? You've not really ever dated. I've been on
one. No, like, I've just kind of.
Other than dating.
I just seem so desirable. I get snapped up the moment I'm single.
No, honestly, like, seriously.
No, guys, I'm so joking. It just has so happened. Like, I guess it's just happened to me.
I found out about it a bit. Like, I could have been, like...
I've missed out on the old...
I really miss out on dating.
I think dating is hard, and you go on some really shitty dates. You know, my friends, from what my sisters told me. Like, you know, it is great fun, and, like, you go out and you meet some, I guess, like, interesting characters. But when you have a disappointing date, I think it's quite exhausting after a while. Like, just get me a good date. Like,
also, like, imagine turning up and being like, no, Greamer.
Yeah, and then you also have a whole
dinner. Shall I tell you what Greamer is? As far as just going back
we need to go back on this, yeah.
The white bit, the spit
either side of the mouth.
Boy's mouth. It's like, well, or a girl's mouth, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like, no, sort yourself out, hon.
No, I totally agree. Like, has it ever happened to me?
No, never. But I, like, honestly get paranoid about it. I'm so, like...
So for me, we go for dinner, she goes, do I have Greamer? I'm like... Fuck no.
I never said it, but like I just, or like, to be fair, when you put a lot of lipstick on, it does kind of
sometimes it gathers.
You have to like scrape it away.
And I also find that the mascara goop gathering, especially now with this new trick, with this new trend of like putting the eyeliner on the inner corner, which I do. But I have to keep, because you have the eyelashes there, so it naturally looks like you have the flipping eyeliner there.
I have eyelashes going out my eyes, guys.
I'm no, on the inner corner, and it's actually so beautiful, and it looks like she has this beautiful shape of eyes. Like, very almond. Is that the right way? Almond
not
shape.
They're beautiful with the eyes.
No, they are. So people put eyeliner there now.
Yeah, but eyeliner is very different to hair.
No, but you just naturally have... No, but it's like one tiny little petite eyelash that looks like a sleek line.
I'm actually going to have to look in the mirror.
Yeah. So the mascara goop from Chandler is another thing for me, which I'm like, oh, I look in the mirror and I'm like, God, why didn't anyone tell me? But then I'm like, why would they? Because, you know, it's...
I can't imagine you ever having mascara goop.
Like, it's never bad. It's just like a cup. It's like... Naturally, like if you have,
it's bad breath, it's just like so Greamer. Well.
Yeah, that's Greamer. Like, what else is Greamer? There's other things that are Greamer where we've talked about it. And you've got, Greamer. I feel like it's a daily thing.
Like, oh God, they're just so obvious. You know, this is my friend Chrissy's like family thing that I saw.
The family, I love it.
Yeah, they all say Greamer.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
They'll be like, sorry.
There's a word that I use as well, and it's completely gone out of my head because I've had a drink or two. What is the word? Oh my gosh. You guys, next week, hopefully, that I can remember the word because I'm not remembering.
Or just like the ick. That's what you always say.
There's the ick, but there's something else I say. Like clammy. No,
claggy,
that's it. Claggy.
They feel a bit
claggy.
It's just like clammy hands. Or like, you know when you've had your makeup on all day long?
And it's just claggy.
Just your armpits are a bit claggy.
Yeah.
You just want a big scrub.
You need a clean. Claggy.
Boys don't really get claggy. I feel like it's more of a girl thing.
And it's also when you're a bit hungover and you just feel like, no matter how many times I wash them, always just like a bit claggy.
Also, like thick, waxy skin. I know that's so mean to say, but you really can't help it. But that kind of gives me greener.
I don't think I've ever come across that. It's like more of a manly thing.
Yeah, like
on the forehead, thick
just
skin.
Just like, you know, when they've got like thick, waxy skin. If you know what I mean, like, sorry if I'm being a bitch, but that kind of gives me greener. Right, guys, it is that time of the week. It is now the boyfriend dilemma. Or the boyfriend complaint. You ready?
Okay.
It's from the Beast this week. Ready?
My complaint of the week is I don't like it when there are locked doors in the house. And why do we lock doors? I like doors sort of being open. And Sophie, when she has a shower or does things like that, she tends to lock the bathroom door. So I can't get in.
I'll tell you why. Because I am a human being, and although girls don't poo, you walk in on me in the bathroom at all times. So sometimes when I'm having a shower, I'm not actually having a shower,
I see.
And he's like, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
Like, leave me alone.
Also, honestly about three showers and three bathrooms. I don't understand. Why can't he just leave you alone?
He's like, honestly, every time I go into the bathroom, he decides to follow me up there to show me like something on the phone. I'm like, no. So then obviously,
oh my god, how flipping annoying.
Which, by the way, is so normal. I can have a shower. Like, what if I wanted to shave? I don't really want him walking.
No, yeah, I feel you. The only time that happens between Harry and I is if like I'm busting for a wee and I'm like, Prash, you've got to come in. And like, if the door's like, she's like, oh, it's fine. But then I've got to go, I can unlock the door from the other side with like a penny coin or something or a key.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't think we can.
No, I don't think you can. No, do you remember that time you locked yourself in the loo and then the neighbour or a handyman had to come and let you out?
Like, and your mum was actually so nice to me on Instagram. She was like, you okay?
If you didn't have your phone with you, how many hours would you be stuck in?
I know. I dread things. My last night, like, getting locked in a bathroom, like naked.
Locked in any room.
Oh, God, no.
To be fair, you'd be all right in here. You could open the door and like shout down.
Yeah,
but what would you say?
Excuse me.
Can you help me get in? Yeah, but then how would they get into the other? Like, you'd be screwed.
I've been quite a lot, actually. I always leave my keys everywhere. I'm such a scatterbrain when it comes to things like that. But I call somebody who has a spare set and I have to go. But, like, the worst when your phone's on low battery, like, you just feel like the world's about to end.
And my phone is always on low battery.
Yeah, why is that?
Okay, guys, if anyone else has this, I've actually got a bug within my iCloud backup.
Can you sort out if it bothers
It just means I have to wipe my whole phone. I'm not quite ready to, like, let go of all my photos and my contacts. Yeah, it's in the backup, the bug, the virus.
Oh, wow.
So whatever phone I, like, put my stuff onto, it happens. It just drains the battery.
That's a real bummer.
It's a real shitter, isn't it?
That's
shitter of the week.
You agree? Like, I'm so legit. I lock the door. Give me some privacy, hon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When I ever go to the loo, I mean, sometimes I run the tap.
Yeah, I run the shower. Don't want you listening.
Yeah, run the shower, run the tap. You know, that's like normal protocol for girl. And you know what? I actually know when, you know, it's quite funny. Like, you kind of just know when the other person's doing it. Jamie obviously has not clocked on.
It's disgusting.
Stop this now.
I actually hope you're listening because this actually will be the end of us if you don't behave. Do you like change his fuck your table manners up.
His toilet manners.
Hideous.
Yeah, that is hideous.
Yeah, I know. 32-year-old, what's he doing?
You know what? I never understand those relationships. You know what?
I am not.
Where they will go into the other room and just sit with their partner whilst they are on the loo.
But I wouldn't even really do that with you. I just think that's kind of gross.
Oh my god, I would never do that with even a girlfriend. I'd be like, get out. I'm having. Thing. But if I'm like, I'm going for, you know, number two, get out. Sorry.
But like, loads of girls that I know do that.
I've never done that with any of my friends.
I'm like,
no, I don't want to smell your shit. Actually, to be fair, we've kind of done that with each other. I won't digress. But like, I've been in your room and you've been in the bathroom. We've been like having a chat, but like, not in the same room.
Yeah, but not in the bar.
Yeah, but I feel you. Lock the bloody door. Stop trying to get in. This is my private space.
Yeah, it's like, also, I can have, even if I were to just be having a shower,
I've locked the door for a reason. I don't want you to come in.
And honey, everyone needs time out from Jamie Lynn because he's like a bloody chihuahua dog.
Yeah. You're gonna have to have your own quarters in the next house you live in.
Yeah, that's
get me.
We've come to that time of the week. God, that went really fast.
It did. I feel like we have rambled on. Guys, we've almost been going for an hour. Golly gosh.
It's been lovely though.
It has.
I have to rate the wine.
Okay, right. Can I have a refill as well, please?
Yes.
I have glugged that glass. We made it. I've nursed that glass.
Yeah, you've done so
well. I have done well.
I wasn't talking up at all. I've really
done well.
Oh, I actually would give that an 8. I really like that.
Same. And it's just cheap. You know what I will say though, if you have too much, it gives you a real thick head in the morning.
Oh, really?
But you know what? I feel like red wine just does that, doesn't it? We haven't tried an organic wine, and I was debating. I was looking at that and my organic, and I was like, you know what? I'm so desperate for Soph to try this, but you flipping already had it.
Oh.
I was really excited for you to try it. No, I don't.
Thick red.
I just don't remember.
I love it. You just wanted a cigarette.
So where's it from? Is it a California?
California wine, which I think is so cool. I feel like Parent Trap in the Vineyards, Napa Valley.
How delightful. Have a look-see.
Right, okay. Inspired by the apothec, a mysterious place where ancient wines were blended. It's masterfully crafted smooth red blend, rich layers of dark fruit, and accompanied by hints of mocha and vanilla. That is where, yeah.
That lovely flavour comes through. Yeah. You really do taste it.
It does contain sulfates, though, which obviously
we know it does, yeah.
It's USA wine.
California.
California.
Here we go.
Oh my god,
you guys, if you need someone to sing at your wedding.
You were quite good.
So funny. No, I was not. Me and Sophie will be there. Okay, yeah, 8 out of 10, I'm with you. And also, let's just talk about the legs because this is a red wine.
Right.
Apparently, the legs is an alcoholic.
It's quite alcoholic, right? It's 13.5 vol.
I love the way Sophie says vol.
Bowl, so aggressive.
Yeah, I think that it's an. I asked when I was at Restaurant Hyde Restaurant. Sorry, how am I there? I asked the sommelier, and I was like, "What does the legs? Can you please just give me?" And he was like half talking to my dad, and I was like, and he said something about I think it's the level of alcohol that's in it. I'm not sure if I heard that correctly, but
well, this one's got
quite lovely legs. They're not that thick, but they're visible. We can see them.
Yeah,
they're drooling down nice and slowly. However, the correct terminology.
And it smells.
No,
this is one of the
quite alcohol.
No, I think that smells heaven. Like, yes, they always.
It's very alcoholic when you just smell like
weird
that.
Weird, because I never
doesn't
smell
taste
like
that.
Like when I
no, neither.
Maybe it's these glasses thing. Like really,
like
scooch
just up. Scooch in the wine smell.
No, but that smells really tasty. Like that smells.
But guys, it's such a good wine. And if you want to impress anyone at a dinner party from 17th onwards, because you can do that now.
Yeah.
Get this wine. It's cheap. It's cheerful. It's lovely.
We're going to take a photo as well and put it on our Instagram so you'll see it. But guys, we've come to the end of the podcast, which is so sad because, like I say, I'm talking to you guys forever. But we love you and. Thank you so much for sending in your dilemmas, as always.
Yes.
Please remember to follow us on our Instagram page, Wednesdays We Do Wine, and email us if you find it easier to. And don't forget to subscribe and comment and like our podcast and rate it, because that is how we get found.
Yes, and it means the world to us.
It really does. And we'll be back drinking wine with you guys next Wednesday.
Bye, guys. Bye. Love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.